The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late.
Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. Today, joined by Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, Robbie Noel from the flip side. And if you want to know where you can hear Robbie, and you can hear him Monday through Friday right after this program on the Republic Broadcasting Network from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. And, Robbie, you're going to be talking more about the rally in Washington, D.C.?
Well, I think I owe it to the people to, for those who are not familiar with the Jamestown Foundation. And
your basic concern here is that it's being hijacked, correct?
Well, yeah, just you got to identify the players before you can understand what the motivation and the intentions are.
And the question I had was, what did Dick Armey do when he was majority leader of the House? What magic did that man do to fix the problems while he had some power, while he was still in office? Let's go to the phones here. Mark in Kentucky. Thanks for holding, Mark.
Yeah, John. I think there's another way of looking at this, too. I mean, just like you said, you had no idea that this was going to be going on in Washington, D.C. before it happened. It might be also a way of actually, like, putting people's nose in as far as the alternative media is concerned. Like, look at all these people we generated. And look how many people you guys generate, and how can you compete against us?
Yeah, well, and Glenn Beck gets paid, what, $50 million a year? He works for the guy that absolutely wants to see world government set up, Rupert Murdoch. So how real is Glenn Beck? I still don't trust the guy. He's wishy-washy. He flip-flops more than a paid politician does. And some weeks you think, gee, the guy's waking up, and very next time you tune him in, he's sticking his foot in his mouth over another issue. So
I'm sure they're pulling coins and say, you know what, Glenn? I mean, it's okay. You do a nice interview with Ron Paul, but might want to curb that back a little bit because, you know, we don't want to give him too much emphasis here. You know he's buttering your bread here, so.
Well, yeah, uh-huh. And if you think about it, does Glenn Beck have more reach than the alternative media does? Yeah, I think it does. So when you're highly paid and you got a bunch of confused people that don't even know what country they live in or what the law is supposed to be, I guess it's very easy to co-opt them or get them listening to you because you say some good things. You say what the people want to hear. And he's an opinion show, okay?
And he can cry on cue.
Yeah, and cry on cue and whine about being an ex-alcoholic. You know, if I hear that one more time, I'm going to send him a bottle of Jim Beam.
No,
gosh, please do, because he's from Cincinnati, Ohio. I mean, I like to give him a thing of 14K Hudafol instead. So.
What did you say, Bob? Send him drugs?
Yeah, get him hooked on something else.
Well, he can call Rush Limbaugh up, and he can have some of his Oxycontin. I'm sure he's still got some around. All right, Mark, anything else?
I think that's about it.
All righty. I thank you for your call. We'll take the All break right. here coming up in just a few seconds. Mr. Stiglitz. Now, here's somebody that, well, he's a Nobel Prize winner. I'll get it out. He's come out with some predictions here. He said, you know what? He said in the U.S. and many other countries, the too-big-to-fail banks have become even bigger. And I wanted to talk to you about that this afternoon as well, Bob. Yeah, we still have bank failures out there, but who's buying up the assets, the good assets of the banks? And how are they to deal with the bad assets? You know, this isn't they're finding shiny new pennies. They're picking up pennies, but they're a little bit tarnished. Question is, what are they doing about the toxic assets on the banks that they're absorbing? We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Yeah, Bob. The bad assets are still out there floating on the books. We bailed the banks out to the tune of how many trillions now?
The commitment overall is 23.4 trillion. The actual layout is around 12.8 trillion, but it's expected that the cost will be in the higher figure because of the failures that will be affected, things like General Motors and on and on and on. And so the losses are going to be horrible, just horrible.
Well, and General Motors obviously is not going to pay back its money that it got from the bailout, because these people are not turning a profit. So I'm looking at this situation, Bob, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, this is some more sis-boom-rah-rah talk that, I see the end of the recession. Yeah, the bottom is, we can see the bottom, and we're in a U-shape right now, and no, it's a W. You know, we're going to have dips, and then we're going to have rebounds, and then we're going to have dips. They're not talking about what has happened to all the derivatives that were floated, all the bad debt that is out there. That has not gone away, and by simply absorbing other banks to make the big banks even bigger, That debt is not going away. That bad paper is not going anywhere. It's not going to float off into space. It's still there. So when you see this happening, and there's going to be more and more bank failures, it's happening every week in this country. So the big, bad, too big to fail banks are going to get even bigger and badder. But what are they going to do about the bad debt that they're picking up? They keep talking about the assets of these banks. What about the debt?
Well, the debt is in these banks is being guaranteed by the Federal Reserve and the United States government. That is part of the deal. I talked to bankers, and they said, look, we don't want any part of it. We get TARP funds, and we refuse to use them. And the government is on us all the time trying to shove these banks down our throats, and we won't take them. Many other banks are, but it's all the ones you don't hear about. You know, on Friday night at the FDIC Financial Follies, as I call them, you hear about two banks or five banks or whatever it is weekly, and I might tuck one in during the week and at inauspicious times so people don't notice that banks are going under, like 92 of them. But there's a whole bunch of others that change their name that they don't tell you about. And this is what the bankers told me, and that's what they're doing. But they're trying to force the banks, under guarantee by government, to take these banks with problems. And my estimate over the next 2 to 3 years will be 3,200 to 4,200 banks will cease to exist out of about 8,400. Somewhere between one-third and one-half of the banks. And, of course, this is consolidating the banking condition, which Joe Stiglitz pointed out. He said this is the, you know, this too-big-to-fail thing is ridiculous because the banks aren't getting smaller or breaking up into other units or companies with different names, banks with different names. They're getting bigger, and the situation's getting worse. And we're worse off than we were a year ago, and that's what Joe said yesterday. And he's right.
He said, and I'm quoting him, he said, we're going into an extended period of weak economy and economic malaise. So when, you know, I see the figures and I'm looking at your newsletter, Bob, and rosy forecasting, applications fell for, you people collecting unemployment because you're not employed. It fell by 26,000 to 550,000 in the week ending September 5th, lower than the economists had forecast from a revised $576,000 $576,000 from the week before. Okay, so we have 26,000 less people going on unemployment, but how many millions of jobs since we said goodbye to Bush during Bush's administration?
7 million.
During the Clinton administration, going back to Daddy Bush, going back to NAFTA. Folks, the job market has been eroding in this country year after year after year after year. Stuff going overseas, manufactured everywhere but here. And now, and I'm seeing Obama possibly raising the ire of the Chinese. They're looking any which way they can to dump the dollar, and now he wants to start a trade war with them. Now, Bob, you've said that, well, look, we've got to put tariffs in. You know, that's protectionism, according to the other side. We can't have that in a global economy. But there is...
Yeah, but they can have slave labor.
Yeah, well, of course they can.
And they can rig their currencies.
Well, of course they can do all the... And they can go out and shoot their workers in the back of a factory if they're not up to snuff. That doesn't matter.
That's right.
Because American companies have learned a trick of going over there, nudging up to the red Chinese, kissing them, sleeping in the same bed. They don't care about that. They have a cheap labor market over there. The system is already set up to bring the goods back in the country. So everybody's fat, dumb, and happy. Chinese government makes money off of it. American companies make money. Here, we don't make the money. We just consume, consume, consume. Now, are they really going to start a trade war? I don't know. Maybe this is to change the mind of the Chinese about their rhetoric about dumping the dollar and telling their people to buy gold and silver. You know, we'll see how this...
You know, the Chinese already know they've lost the market.
Let me ask you a question on that, Bob. Did you watch the Max Kaiser, Rob Kirby interview?
I didn't see all of it, no, but tell me the point that you want to make.
Which I thought was pretty important. Rob Kirby let it out of the bag that Bob Murphy has been meeting on numerous occasions with high-level Japanese, Chinese officials. Obviously,
that I get the I get Bill's publication, and I get it every day. In fact, it's sitting in my lap right now. And they have been dealing with the Chinese for the last year, advising them what to do. And 5 years ago, they started working with the Russians as well, and that's why the Russians and the Chinese have gone to gold, so to speak, and that's why they've taken the path that they had, because they believed what Bill Murphy and Gatta had to say. I also know that, and I've told you this before in the program, that the Chinese haven't approached me, but the Russians have, about interviews that they wanted to do on television, and I said, I'm too busy and too tired to do all that stuff. I'll do it on the radio. Other than that, forget it. And they didn't call me back. And so they are very open outside the box to the views of Murphy and myself and others like it. Rob Kirby, who does very, very good work. And there are some wonderful people out there. It's just they don't reach far enough, and it would be nice to see them more often on radio.
Because it's just coincidental, obviously, that China turned around and said, you know, go stick your derivative contracts where the sun don't shine. And my first impression was, well, obviously someone wised them up to the scam that they've been subjected to.
Well, I'm sure that Bill did. And that was particularly in the gold and silver markets. And one of the reasons that those markets have been acting better lately, along with the fact that I truly believe that the United States has no gold for sale, and they certainly can't get any from Germany because they sold the gold out from underneath of them. The British have sold the gold underneath of the Middle Eastern countries as well as China, if you can believe that. And because Hong Kong can't get their gold, they said the end of the year maybe. Dubai can't get their gold. Germany is told to take a hike. So they sold it all. They can't affect the first and second London fixes anymore. They don't have it. The game is over. That's why Barrick threw the towel in on behalf of the United States government. Barrick is a subsidiary of the U.S. government.
Well, sure, George.
They
Bush.
Hedged to suppress gold prices starting in 1988, and they laundered the Golden Lily gold. That's what they were set up for. And Peter Munk is a crook.
And a Zionist crook at that.
Pardon me?
And a Zionist crook at that.
Oh, big time. And he's in real tight with the royal family.
We've come full circle then, Bob. Once again, leads us back to why Ben Bernanke is so adamant that they kill the Ron Paul bill of auditing the Fed. Because
it'll destroy their entire structure. I spent 3 months on the radio on Fox, ABC, NBC, and CBS, doing all kinds of programs, you know, trying to get people to understand and go to their congressmen. And I think in part it worked, along with what Ron Paul was doing. And when I started, there were 100 sponsors, and when I finished, there were 282.
Let's go back to the phones. These people are going to have my hide if I don't get them on air.
Carl. Good.
Thank you. What, are you saying I got a thick hide? Carl in Texas.
Well.
Hello, Carl.
Yes.
Timing is a little off today. Hold on, Carl. We'll take this break. Robbie, I want you to give the Bob Chapman deal of the day. And folks, I'm seeing the predictions. You got a news story on your site, eaglesup.com, Robbie. Gold $4,000 or $5,000. They're predicting further out than what I would do, but they're saying it's going to continue to go up.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, we are back. Carl, go ahead, sir.
Okay. Talking about that little meeting there in Washington, I heard a comment about this little girl that held up a sign and said, I'm only 8 years old and I don't get to vote, but I owe about $500,000 of debt. And I got to thinking about that a little bit, and I thought that always made me angry, and somebody said, this is your share of something you didn't get to sign off on. So what I'm thinking is we need some changes in this country, like the Obama paper saying, change. Except I think we need to preempt them as far as these younger kids go. And one of my ideas is that we ought to go county by county across the nation and have the kids count the votes. No machines. And I think turn it over to them and say, hey, if you want future jobs, you'll get rid of these people that are entrenched that cause your problem.
Well, and it's been suggested, Carl, that term limits may be a good way to bust up the power cabals. Because take a look at these guys. Look how long, the senators especially, look how many times they're reelected, reelected, reelected.
Yeah, we tried that before. It didn't work.
What, term limits?
Yeah, remember?
I'm against term limits.
That was part of the Republican Revolution. Remember Helen Chenoweth? She agreed. She signed the term limit thing. She was only going to serve 2 terms. She did, and she left. A lot of others that signed that pledge obviously reneged on it.
And, Carl, you were going to say probably that, that would preclude the good people from being around, right?
Well, not necessarily, but I just don't think we ought to have any re-elections. They go in, serve one term, and get out.
Why do
you need to re-elect them? That's all they want to do anyway.
Yeah,
they don't need pensions.
For such a position of great responsibility, they are severely underpaid. Just ask the CEOs at AIG and Goldman Sachs. All right, Carl, well, I appreciate the suggestion.
And then they become lobbyists and have wild sex with congressmen. Bob, just a quick question. A caller earlier asked me about mine finders, and I know you know more about that than I do. The only thing I know about mine finders, unless obviously there's an error in the chart, that sometime back in 2000, did that stock go to $1,500?
No.
No?
No. There has to be an error there, and I think the high was 14.5 to 15.
Okay.
And the company is run by a fellow who I've known for about 15 years, Mark Bailey. He took that from its absolute infancy, the Dolores property, and it took him 15 years to make it work. Only 59 million shares outstanding, which is minuscule, which gives it a heck of a lot of leverage. They have an operating mine, the Dolores, in the mountains, the Sierra Madre, about 200, perhaps 150, 200 miles south of Nogales, probably parallel with Hermosillo, and it's pretty tough to get there. And the roads are pretty difficult through those mountains. If you saw the movie, and probably most of you out there did, The Treasure of the Sierra Madre with Humphrey Bogart and Walter Brennan, that's where they are.
Badges? We don't need no stinking badges.
What's that?
Badges? We don't need no stinking badges.
They announced today that... They think there's a very good possibility they will be able to produce 500,000 ounces next year.
Well,
that's right.
Here's the question.
And you know something? I recommended the stock at $5, and hopefully every subscriber owns it. And I think it'll very quickly, it's already broken out, and I think it'll very quickly move up to test 14.5 as gold goes higher. It'll zip right through it. Probably go to 22.25, and I think it'll be ready for a stock split because they have so few shares outstanding. Even a 2-for-1 at, say, 22 would still make it an $11 stock very attractive for people to buy, and they'd still only have 120 million shares out. And, you know, Silver Standard's in the same position. They only have 68.8 million shares outstanding. And the other one that's really thin for what it's doing as far as outstanding shares is, Agnico Eagle only has 150 million. So these stocks are prime in a good market to go absolutely ballistic.
The question I have for you, Bob, and you were around in the day we were on the air talking about, well, the gold producers, they need just a little bit more of a market price to substantiate them going in and recouping their costs and actually making a profit. That was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars ago on the price of gold. Now, we have a finite amount of gold that is on planet Earth right now. I'm surprised I haven't heard peak gold argument yet. But
we were supposed to,
I'm sure it is, we were supposed to be, well, digging up the earth and producing more gold, and now they can make a profit. Where's the gold?
Well, first of all, they're producing 200 tons less per year than they were 3 or 4 years ago. And there will be no major mines coming on stream for another 7 years. And so there is a shortfall, just like there is in silver, of the usage or investment in gold to what's coming out of the ground. So the fundamentals are screamingly good. And so all of these people who talk about there being too much gold mined are wrong as usual.
George, Terry, Mike, Chris, and Mike, hang on. We'll get to your calls. Got to go to break here. And I'd like to also ask Mr. Chapman, before we get out of here, about the COMEX. What's happening with the shortages?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Bob, what has happened with the COMEX? They were short how many thousands and thousands of ounces on their contracts? Where is that at?
Well, you know, it just so happens that I do know a little bit about that. And I've got the figures here right in front of me as of last week. The total net short of the commercials, and they're the important ones, they're the banks, they're the people who are acting for the United States government, they were short 270,797 contracts. They've increased that during this past week, although yesterday, today, the contracts open interest fell 12,000-odd. And silver were off 2,100. And that's because of continued shorting. And the record, I think, is 275,000 contracts, so we're close to it. That was set about a couple of years ago. If you add in the options, you get 290,000. Now, I think tomorrow and the next day, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I think gold is going to go higher, maybe $20, $25 higher. Then I expect Monday gold will go off a little bit, and Tuesday and Wednesday it'll get hit. The reason? Option expiration on Thursday. And so once that's over with, and we're trading somewhere between 995 and 1,010, that'll be the base area, and it'll turn around and go moonward.
Well, and again, what I was hinting at here, Bob, is that, well, governments are buying gold. China's telling their people to buy gold. We're down what? How much of a percentage over last year's production, actually pulling this stuff out of ground? Something's got to break here. And, Robbie, you've said this many times. Get it while you can. If people are going to sit and wait till it drops to $992, whatever.
Never happened.
Yeah. Well,
actually, it went down to 991 today, intraday.
Yeah.
I should mention that. And the Chinese and the Indians were fighting hammer and tong over buying, and it went right straight up again like it was on a U-turn.
Yeah.
Am I wrong to assume that effectively because China, and they have this great belief in saving face, that the Chinese government has effectively, by telling its citizens to take their savings and go buy gold and silver, has put a flaw in the market?
Well, it's the Chinese put, as it's called, and I call it the rammer, because they're going to ram it straight into the United States as you know what.
Yeah, well, they seem to be doing a lot of buying as we speak.
Well, and the government is selling that gold, so the government is selling the gold to its people, and they're getting what back? Yen? Why would they want to do that? Why would the government not just hold on to that gold rather than selling it to its people?
They want the people to get rid of their Federal Reserve notes that they've been stashing away for decades.
The same thing in Russia.
By the way, I saw something the other day. Am I correct in saying that the lending rates in Russia is around 10.5%, Bob?
Yes.
So why isn't that the same way here?
Because the Russians, obviously, are a little bit smarter. It's too bad they don't have a better economy because, you know, they still are coming out of the Soviet doldrums, even though it's been almost 20 years. It'll take 50 years for them to get out of that if they don't have another war with us. It's a very well-run economy. You know, people do not understand that the Russians, like the Germans and the French and Americans, are extraordinarily bright people. They're not dumb. You know, I used to work against these people, the smartest people in Russia. In fact, I worked against the whole outfit that Putin ran out of East Germany. I know how smart these people are. So don't underestimate them at any time.
Never have. Never have. George in Texas. Hello, George. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
I just watched on my local news. A lot of people from these car dealerships are getting laid off because that cash for clunkers deal they did,
mm-hmm.
that they burned out the inventory, but they haven't got a dime from the government.
Mm. Well, I just saw today that they're writing the checks to the tune of, what is it, Bob, $2.6 billion? Finally going to be...
The final figure is going to be about $3 billion.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is just a loser.
Well, and
I'm just a loser. All they've done is throw demand forward. That's all.
Well, and I was just going to say that the auto sales for this month, next month, November are going to be down. Nobody's going to be turning a profit. The bail money that went out to them is not going to be repaid. Forget about any interest on it, folks. They're not even going to give you the illusion of taking care of the debt that they owe because they're not making a profit. So principal, that's out the window. Interest, that's out the window as well. And I saw the breakdown of this. Somebody had broken the figures down about, you had this criteria, your vehicle couldn't get over this amount. In other words, we're going to go green on you here, and we're going to save 340-some million gallons of gasoline by doing this, which is a quarter of the day's consumption in this country, by the way, folks. And that was magically done To save $350 million in gasoline, we just spent $3 billion. How's that
You're absolutely correct.
How is that math working
out? It's in tomorrow's issue, word for word. But, you know, it just shows you how stupid government is and how they really don't care about anything except making themselves look good and getting reelected. And, you know, one term only, never mind term limits.
Have you heard the new GM deal? You have 60 days.
Oh, yeah. If you don't like it, you can turn it in.
You can return it?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It is, because all you have to do is buy a GM car and become a dissatisfied owner after 60 days, so long as you haven't driven it more than 4,000 miles, and basically all you're going to pay for is 60 days of insurance.
Well, yeah, but Robbie, would you like to trust GM with sending you a check? The money
I wouldn't drive a GM car.
Well, you know you're a Toyota guy now.
I'm a Toyota guy.
At any rate.
Hey, listen, let me
you gotta
say
be kidding
this.
Me. A Toyota?
I know.
Let me say this as well. I mean, today, obviously, this whole Chinese trade war thing is all based out of, obviously, Obama repaying campaign debts to the Steel Workers Union. Today, he was in the auto side of town. And telling those workers over there how he is going to be returning jobs. I guess they were opening up a factory there that he was at. How they're going to be returning jobs. But if you look at the six major auto car makers, three of them obviously in the East, the other three, the foreign car makers in the West. And when you look at it, the three automakers that are in trouble are union-run, and the three that are foreign that aren't union-run are making money.
You know, Bob, I picture him not driving a Toyota, but an old Continental with the suicide doors, black in color.
Well, why don't we get him an old Mitsubishi? They used to call him the Zero.
There you go. George, thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
I'd like a Ford Fairlane 500.
One of the old sewing machines.
Yes.
Is George still there? Okay. Terry in Texas, you're up next. Hello, Terry.
Hello, gentlemen. Don't get me started on cars. I have it's not going to happen, but a fantasy to have all of the cars from Perry Mason. Remember how great all the cars were on Perry Mason?
Yeah, the old T-Birds and whatnot.
The Continentals with the suicide doors.
Oh, yeah.
All the great cars.
Quick
comment, or quick quote, comment, question. Try to keep it short. And this was something I think I pulled off of Robbie's website, one of the articles, in lieu of the Economics Day. The quote was, in this article, the study of economics is like the study of religion in a time of idolatry. Thought that was a good quote. Comment for Mr. Chapman. As I'm trying to kind of peel back the layers of the onions and figuring, getting some more perspective on this whole economic thing, and then you make the comment, you've made comments in your newsletters many times about the great Sting, too. To me, it seems like you're almost underplaying it from what I'm seeing. I'm trying to get some insight on this from you. It's almost like you couldn't design a system more effective than what they're doing right now to absolutely destroy this economy based on all the backstopping, the FDIC guaranteeing the assets, the depositors, trying to sell the bad banks, backstopping those purchases, buying up the commercial paper, bailing out the banks, the tune of trillions, this new GM thing, which is really, to me, I look at it as being a concession to really how bad it is, not, you know, that we've got this great product. And the problems with the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, the credit default swaps. Is that what you're meaning by the great Sting, too? Is that what you mean
That's
by
correct.
The great Sting?
And, you know, if you look at it just like you have, there's no other conclusion that you can come to.
Exactly.
That it was done deliberately. First of all, the people are enormously wealthy, they're in power, and they're very bright. I mean, this doesn't happen by coincidence. They planned it that way, and I don't know if you've heard me say this before, but I wrote an article in American Mercury in 1967 explaining exactly what they were going to do to bring America to its knees to accept world government. And here we are.
You know, I would say
later.
From time to time, little, not the brightest bulb in the bunch, but, you know, light bulbs will go off. And, you know, I was doing all this analysis the other day, kind of looking at this whole thing. It's truly frightening.
Well, they are frightening, and there's only one answer to that, and we all know what it is.
All right, so that's what you mean. That's part of, I'm sure that's not the whole picture, but that's a lot of what you're talking about in this great thing, too, is this incredible amount of backstopping they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's to protect their structure. And again, that's very obvious.
Yeah.
All the funds, with the exception of some crumbs that were thrown to the public, all went to Wall Street, banking, and insurance.
Well, Bob,
the
collapse of this, from what you're saying, in this construct they've created, and everything the way it's playing out, this collapse, it seems like the way it's going to play out, it's going to be truly ugly.
Well, I just hope that you have plenty of oil and plenty of ammo. You may need it.
And you're definitely coming up with these same conclusions. You're not, obviously, from what you've said many times in your newsletter, the tone and the direction of this arrow is pointed all in those directions.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
And unfortunately, it will become a reality in the world to become a much different place. You may become Road Warrior.
All right, Terry.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Mike in Minnesota, you're up. Hi, Mike. You there, Michael?
Bob?
There you go.
Okay. My question is this. Since we live in a post-9/11 world, and everybody in government and all these other groups, they want to keep an eye on us. They want to GPS our homes. Have a dossier on everybody in the world. My question is this. Why don't people put together worldwide on the web dossiers, what they look like, who they are, all the people basically who are responsible for the collapse that's coming, because the collapse that's coming is going to be the last one we'll ever have. This is going to be the granddaddy, and then we go into our one world government. But anyways, dossiers on the CFR, the IMF, all their family members, the Bilderbergers, the Rothschilds, their entire family, and all the member banks of the Fed worldwide, and GPS their homes, too, and put that on the Internet.
Sounds like a great idea, and if somebody has the time and the acumen to do that, they should do so. There are lists which are not that involved, but it's not difficult to get that information. And, line them all up.
Yeah, Dick Armey, put him on the top. CFR, number one.
There you go. Yeah, there's going to be a change in Washington, D.C. Yeah, well, we're not going to correct any of the problems. You know what has amazed me about this whole thing, Bob, is that Uncle Ben Bernanke, Hank Paulson, predecessor before Geithner, nobody really wanted to determine where the problems lied in the banks, and they did lie, but where the problem was in the banks themselves. They didn't really want to look at this. They just wanted to borrow a whole bunch of money to keep the banks going, and they're too big to fail and all this other stuff. Well, I'm seeing other articles that are suggesting that these big banks be broken up. What's the deal on this?
Yeah, I think those, factions of people who think outside the box, people who are intelligent, are not included in the Illuminati. And, I saw, and I don't know why he said this, Sikorsky, who is the president of France, say the same thing. And so maybe it was a slip. But it's a wonderful idea. And if we broke up Citigroup as an example, we probably have to dig a hole and put the whole thing in there because they're broke.
Well, and what they're doing is they're growing in size. They're accumulating more debt, but more assets. At least they're claiming that's what they're doing. But I see this as a consolidation. What are we going to end up with, two or three banks in this country? Isn't that
their
goal?
Well, that's their idea.
Yeah.
That's what they want to do, because then everybody is easy to control. They want to enslave you all. And what better way to do that with a chip and three banks to choose from? Or the chip becomes a debit card, so to speak. And if you speak out against government, your card doesn't work, your chip doesn't work, and you don't eat anymore.
Chris and Georgia.
Maybe they'll even euthanize you.
Well, no.
Hey,
that's...
how are you guys doing today?
Hi, Chris.
Hey, I have a few questions for Bob Chapman. Can he confirm that our U.S. embassy switched over to local currencies? And what do you think about bank holiday before November 1st?
I think that the problems that are happening within the financial structure, the coming swine flu inoculation war that's on the cusp of happening next month, the semi-collapse of the dollar down to 71.18, I don't think they want to attempt a beta test to find out how, as a trial run, a bank holiday for a few days would work. I don't think we're going to have it. And incidentally, I was the first one to write about it. I said it would be a natural. But things have degenerated so badly. The president has made five major speeches, and the stock market went down, and nobody's paying attention, and 2 million people go to Washington and say, we want to hang this guy.
Well, then it's all about race, Bob. Did you notice that?
Hardly.
Yeah.
Hardly.
Right. Chris, I thank you for your call.
Hey, I got one more question there,
okay.
Real quick.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the end of the fiscal year coming up, I'm hearing about, Chinese, they're not going to fund our debt anymore, and they might even drop some treasuries on the market there. What's Bob think about that?
Well, first of all, the news has traveled fast, but not fast enough. They began selling treasuries big time, an average of about $60 billion a month starting in January. And they have not bought treasuries on a net position since then. And so China's not a buyer. Japan's not a buyer. You know who the buyer is?
The Fed Reserve.
The Caribbean offshore banks. And you know who that is? That is the Federal Reserve.
It's buying its own currency.
Well, it's just
that's right.
It is monetizing.
You know the swap, the swap that they made,
yep,
with the five major European and Japanese and Canadian banks? That money, that those dollars that they gave them in turn for their currencies, that money is being used to buy treasuries.
That's why Ben Bernanke doesn't want to tell Ron Paul where the $2 trillion went.
That's right, little beaver.
Little beaver.
I mean, you know,
don't you remember Red Rider?
Yes.
Well, who was the sidekick?
Oh, that's right, Little Beaver.
Little Beaver.
That just caught me by surprise. Okay, Chris, thanks.
Hey, I'm full of all these old-time euphemisms.
Chris in Georgia, thanks for your call. Mike in New Jersey, you're up next. Hello, Mike.
Oh.
Hi.
Yes, I'd like to ask Mr. Chapman something. He's probably lived there. I've been studying some history, and I noticed that Argentina should have been one of the most prosperous nations on the planet. It has the pampas where they grow massive wheat. It had industry for a while. But I keep on reading that in the 40s and 50s, the British bankers looted their economy, prevented exports, and pulled the wealth out. Now, Mr. Chapman, I believe, has lived down there. And the more I study it, the more I realize they're going to do to us what they did to Argentina, create instability. Could Mr. Chapman elaborate on that, or is it just their form of government that's the problem, or was it the fact that the British forced them to put all their money in British banks in the Bank of England and control their currency?
And then reap their economy.
Yeah, am
and the
I
British
correct
are not,
that British bankers
even today, the British are not accepted there.
And
that's what brought Juan Perón to power. And Juan Perón was a fascist. And that's the kind of government they still have there. And they
like
fascism.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, when I studied it, he came to power because Britain owned all the railroads and manufacturings, and they got furious at it.
That's why we had a revolution.
I believe they signed a treaty in 1933 where they were required to put all their money in the Bank of England. After World War II, they were richer than England, and when they called home the loans, England got us Americans to stop all imports from Argentina to collapse their economy. So I'm wondering, are they natively fascists, or is this something the banks forced upon them as a reaction to British bankers? I'm just curious.
Forced upon them, and it's the same thing with Venezuela today. The country was raped from 1495 onward, and the people get sick and tired of it, and they said, I don't care who's in office as long as it's not those guys.
Yeah, exactly.
And so along came Mr. Chavez, and they elected
him. Race problem. It's about 85%, 90% white. And so the result is, if they can do this to a monoculture, I shudder when they think what they're going to do to us Americans.
It's true.
All right,
Mike. Sir, you are absolutely correct.
Mike, I thank you for your call. We've got to move on here. Let's take Jeff in Michigan. We're running out of time, Jeff.
Hi, Jen. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just want to congratulate you. I know I've been listening for a while, and your Tuesday show is by far the best on the Internet for the intellect involved here.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I also want to congratulate Bob Chapman for having the clear vision of knowing what it's going to take to save us all from all this stuff that's going on.
And, well, everything I know I learned from Robbie.
Well, congratulations, Robbie. Yeah, and Robbie, you know, I listen to your
and
show,
he's
too,
handsomer
and
than
very
I am
insightful.
Too.
What's that, Bob?
I said he's handsomer than I am, too.
Well, he's younger than you are, though.
A little.
So you know, you might have been better looking at his age when you were then.
Well, as a matter of fact,
okay.
But I never ran into him at the swimming pool and Salisbury. That's one I missed.
He was a big, tall, white guy with the knobby knees. Hey, Jeff, thanks for your call. We're running out of time. Robbie, the Bob Chapman deal of the day.
Queen Gildas, 0.1967 ounces of pure gold, $245 a piece, same price as they were last week, even though the price of gold is right now sitting at $1,010. $4,900 for 20. You get a free subscription to the International Forecaster and or an extension by calling 1-800-691-7898. And you also get a fine ceramic mug courtesy of RBN.
Randall, you keep calling in at the end of the shows. I can only give you 30 seconds.
Okay, I'm going to make it fast. I think tell all the guys ahead of me that this time it's going to be different. And a sign that was up there in D.C. in the that this time we are unarmed. And so I think that sets a precedence, and that's why, of course, you can't buy ammo anywhere. And I would like to know more about this Freedom House, but that was a brand-new group. It wasn't the Campaign for Liberty. It wasn't the group or the 9/11.
Randall, we're out of time. Call earlier next time. Bob Chapman,
yeah.
Thank you, my friend. I'll see you
next
Tuesday.
You're welcome.
800-691-7898. Give Robbie a jingle jangle here and pick up those guilders. Thank you, Robbie.
Pleasure, brother.
With recent